Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on March 17th, 2016. Aye. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's hear some music.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. There we go.
You got to have bagpipes on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you know something? When we talk, we're getting static on the music end.
Well, you know, it's only us. I think the audience isn't hearing that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It's kind of annoying.
Well, only for us.
Okay, so we get to be annoyed. We get to be, yeah, it's not St. Patrick's, so that's a bagpipe. Do you have any special plans for today?
Oh, you know, I do.
Actually, I can't listen to this. This static is driving me crazy.
Okay,
we'll just, we'll play it in between when we're not speaking.
Right, okay, yeah. Good. Well, yeah, I, of course, you know, I've been driving for Uber, so... Uber and Lyft, they're just going nuts thinking this is going to be a huge day.
Yeah. You're going to be busy if you're driving tonight. Be safe out there.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, I don't like mixing it up, so I'm going to have to drive around the edges.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. But
you know, we'll just say it right at the top of the show here. If you're out tonight celebrating today, tonight, this morning, right, if you're enjoying your Baileys and your coffee this morning, do not get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, you know, that it's funny, Jackie. I think that somehow Uber and Lyft, as much as everyone has been talking about Uber and Lyft for several years now, they have not scaled up to the point where they could handle something like this, where everyone all of a sudden said, hey, let's all do Uber and Lyft tonight. They're just overwhelmed. Today, they're going to be overwhelmed all day.
Well, there's other options. The options that were always there. We've got our taxi cab services. We've got a lot of great. We've got several good companies here in the South Bay.
Right.
There's mass transportation.
Right.
You know, we were talking. Weren't we talking last week about the alternative transportation methods all over the South Bay?
The 109, the 102.
Yeah. You could take a bus from South Redondo all the way up to El Segundo. You know, Manhattan Beach and. Have a designated driver.
Right.
You know, of course. Have a designated driver. So just be safe out there. We want everybody to have a great time. And so we're doing something slightly different this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to attempt to do a weekend roundup while taking calls from the audience.
Yes, I love this.
Yeah. So listen, everybody, if you're a business out there, if you're a local business, we don't want to hear from people outside the South Bay. If you're a local business and you're having any St. Patrick's Day specials, call in. Tell us about it. You know, get the word out about it. If you just have a funny St. Patrick's Day joke, call in. Tell us. If you have a favorite place in the South Bay where you like to get your corned beef and cabbage, call us up. Let us know. You know, let us know how you're going to be celebrating today.
And what's that number?
That number is 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. And we're going to be taking calls the entire hour. So just go ahead and call. And as the board lights up, Joe will answer the phone.
That's right.
We want to hear what everybody's doing today.
What are you doing to celebrate St. Patty's Day?
Mm-hmm. We started last weekend, you know.
Yeah.
The parade.
Yes.
We had the parade on, was it Saturday we had the parade? And then
Saturday, yeah.
Yes, Sunday we had the Village Runner, mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day 5K. So the celebration started a little early here.
And it was the same in Chicago. They started last Saturday.
Yeah. But I think all the big parades are going to be today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chicago does their parade on St. Patrick's Day, right?
No, you know, I guess they do, but I was told that the Chicago River was green last Saturday.
Oh, okay, so then maybe they changed it. But Boston and New York, I know, are doing their parades today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are some of the big ones. So, anyway, let's get into this. One of the first things I wanted to mention this morning is the El Segundo Art Walk. Remember that from last summer, Joe?
Yes, I do. What a great event.
Yes, it is. Well, the Art Walk is now accepting artist submissions for this summer's Art Walk, which will take place the third Thursday in June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
This was the hottest ticket in the South Bay last summer. Creative business spaces in El Segundo were paired with different artists, and they opened their doors to the public to display this artwork.
Right.
These are businesses, so they're not necessarily open to the public.
Now let's be clear about the definition of a creative business. I visited an architect's studio.
An architect is creative, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yeah. And that was really, really fun. They did a wonderful job. They had snacks and they had their junior architects ready and willing to talk about different projects, and they had models of different projects.
We were there too. John and I stepped into that space as well, and we had quite a conversation with the owner. It was a single individual, a guy. I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah. Well, I'm just amazed by the. It is a great opportunity to highlight your business, especially if it's a quote unquote creative business.
Yeah. Well, last year, I think the first walk, they had about 20 businesses. The second one, there were like 24. It grew throughout the summer. But the Moto Art, Moto Art, that's the one, that's the company that takes old airplane parts.
Yes.
And they reconfigure them. They repurpose them into furniture and artwork. it's amazing. You went into that space, right?
Right.
It's this huge, like a hangar building, and they had wings hanging from the ceiling and propellers over here and tails over there and missiles. And
it's really good.
It's really cool. Yeah, Moto Art, Sleepy Hollow Studios, Old Smoky Moonshine, which is one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
South Bay Custom Motorcycles, Tyler Surfboards. These are all creative businesses.
Now, Old Smoky Moonshine, interestingly enough, they are a... I guess they produce the moonshine in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
but they sell all over the country or all over the world, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
They are one of those success stories. They produce their product here in the U.S. and they sell it all over the world. It's alcohol, so, you know, it's
really tasty.
It's very good, and they have all these different flavors, and this office in El Segundo is kind of a marketing arm. But they are really, and I don't think they have more than one. This is like the marketing arm on the West Coast.
I heard the story about this office. Because I don't know if I – no, I think JB and I we were in there recently.
Mm-hmm.
They were showing some artwork from Jason Olive. So we went down to check that out. And the story I heard was that when the company was looking for a new CEO – the person that they found lived in Manhattan Beach, and they didn't want to move to Tennessee.
Right.
So they opened up corporate office here in El Segundo.
Right. Wow.
I don't know that it's the corporate office, but that's where the CEO is based. So I imagine there's a lot of corporate stuff going on there.
Right. There is a lot of corporate stuff
going
on there. It is interesting. They're bi-coastal almost. I mean, Tennessee and and El Segundo, California. But for a small business, and it's kind of technically a small business, they only have two locations, the production facilities and this office. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting story. I loved that story. And of course, there's so much more. Did you give us the date?
No, not yet. I just wanted to do a little more description on this event.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it again this summer, and I cannot wait. So the participating businesses, not only did they open their doors and display all this great artwork, they also, the businesses took it upon themselves to treat attendees to sips, bites, live music, entertainment, and performance art. Yeah. So you're not only getting into a space you normally wouldn't be able to get into, but you're seeing great artwork, and there was champagne, there was music, there was live bands, some people had DJs. It was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so anyway, if you're a local artist, you definitely want to get in on this. Selected artists will be notified by May 20th. The application, it's on my website.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's a link for the application. Everything that we're talking about today, go to my website. All the information is there, okay?
SouthBayByJackie.com.
SouthBayByJackie.com, yes. So any calls yet?
No calls
yet.
No
calls yet. All right, okay. So tonight, this will have a little St. Patrick's Day theme going on. The Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber of Commerce will hold its monthly Business After Hours Evening Networking Mixer tonight, Thursday, March 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Pomerenk Chiropractic. I'm having a trouble pronouncing that this morning. Pomerenk Chiropractic. Attendees are encouraged to spend part of their St. Patrick's Day with these gracious hosts who throw a great party, and anyone wearing a touch of the green will be entered to win a fun prize. Free chair massages will be available to attendees. Chamber members and non-members alike are welcome to build business referrals and expand their marketing. This event is free to Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber members. Admission for guests and prospective members is $15 and includes appetizers, and there will be a cash bar. For information and to register, you can call 310-377-8111, or you can visit the website at palosverdeschamber.com. Pomerenk Chiropractic is located at 2049 Pacific Coast Highway, Suite 101 in Lomita. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Now, I am excited about tomorrow's show, Jackie.
Mm.
Who's going to be with us tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to have Sam Williams as our guest tomorrow.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there might remember Sam.
He's a former professional NBA basketball player. He played for the Golden State Warriors and the Philadelphia 76ers in the 80s, in the mid-80s, 80, 81, 82, 83, 45, something like that.
Right.
Anyway, he's going to be our guest on the show tomorrow. He's opening a business in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the business is. All I know is that it's called Nico Slams. Nico Slams, and I think it has something to do with Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, so everybody's going to have to tune in tomorrow to find out, and we're going to find out as well.
Okay, that's going to be interesting.
I think it's time for more Irish music.
Oh, okay.
We need more Irish music.
Well,
anybody want to call in?
This. Is new. Let me try this one on you. Now, can we talk over that one?
I don't know. Well, I don't think I can hear myself sing.
Okay, how about that? Hold on.
We're getting the static.
It's not static, actually. No one else can hear it but you and us.
I know, but it's really annoying me.
Okay.
Well, you want to give out the number again?
Yeah. We're going to have a great time today, but we want you to join us at 714-242-5288. This is our special St. Patrick's Day show weekend roundup. We'd love to have you join us, especially if you have a small business, a bar or restaurant, and you're having some specials today. Give us a call and we'll announce those specials right here on the air. 714-242-5288. All right. There we go.
All right, we're getting in the spirit of things.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Jake.
Do you know any limericks?
No, not really.
We're internet radio. We can use bad words. There once was a man from Cork, you know.
Yeah.
If anybody's got a good one, I'm not going to go on. I'm just saying, if anybody's got a good one, you know, don't be shy.
I'm sure I can find one. I'm looking for one right now, but everything that's coming up is Limerick, Ireland.
The actual
location.
All right, let's get back to the guide. This is interesting. This is interesting. There's going to be a grand opening tomorrow, Friday, March 18th, of Edgar and James. Now, this is a curated collection by Goodwill.
Oh.
Yeah, Goodwill. And I think I know where this is. It's over on Torrance Boulevard, just off PCH. That's where there's a Goodwill building there, a yard there.
Mm-hmm.
I always drop stuff off there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at 317 Torrance Boulevard. So I'm guessing it's that space or next door space. But it's a curated collection. Edgar and James, the store features apparel and home goods. You discover urban, industrial, and farmhouse chic all under one roof. So what do you think? What it sounds like to me is that it sounds like Edgar and James, actually, I think that's the name of the founder of Goodwill, Edgar something. They go through all the stuff that is donated and they pull out the really good bits, and they set up a separate collection for those. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, very. Okay, here's a lyric, limerick for you.
Oh, okay, all right.
There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. His daughter, called Nan, ran away with a man and asked for the bucket, Nantucket. Nantucket?
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. All right. I thought we'd get something fresher, but okay.
You've heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Are these all? How about?
I don't think they're any new ones.
There was an old man with a beard who said, "It's just how I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard."
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Those are interesting.
Okay. Going back to that grand opening, Edgar and James, a curated collection by Goodwill, will happen tomorrow, Friday, March 18th. Doors open at 9 a.m., and shoppers will receive a limited edition canvas bag with a purchase of $50 or more while supplies last. Edgar and James is located at 317 Torrance Boulevard in Redondo Beach.
That's a very interesting idea. Very good idea. I love the Goodwill every once in a while. I'm looking for some more shoes.
You know something? I think what this will do, there are people that just love to shop. You know, they love going on the hunt, and Goodwill is great for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have time and that's your thing. I know people, that's totally their thing.
Yeah.
It's the hunt, you know. I think this kind of takes the hunt out of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know, for the good stuff, you know, the hidden gems. I think this Edgar and James goes in and takes the hidden gems out and goes into their curated collection.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this Friday, tomorrow,
yeah,
the Beach City's Free Fitness Weekend takes place this Friday through Sunday. That's great. Then breaking a sweat at a top fitness studio. Answer, doing it for free. These free fitness weekends are a partnership between the Beach City's Health District and local studios and gyms to provide opportunities for residents to be healthy and have fun being physically active. Free Fitness Weekends was designed by Beach City's Health District to introduce people of all income and ability levels to a wide variety of fitness offerings, including yoga, Pilates, cycling, strength training, boot camp, and more. Over 25 fitness studios in Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, and Redondo Beach have joined the community initiative, according to Beach City's Health District Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Lisa Santora. The overarching goal is to create a healthier beach community by promoting exercise and supporting local business. Some classes require pre-registration, while others are available on a first-come, first-served basis. For a full class schedule and descriptions, visit the website at beachcitiesgym.org/free fitness. Now, that's interesting.
They do this every month.
They
do it one weekend every month.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great for everybody. I mean, you know, Beach City's Health District, we adore them. They have
absolutely
fantastic programs.
I'm a silver sneaker.
That's right. You're a silver sneaker. As a matter of fact, speaking of BCHD, one of the women in my Italian class yesterday, Carol, was telling me that she, for the first time, went to Doma Kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, their new location in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never been there before, and she went for the first time, and she loved it. loved it. Her family, her background is Russian, Eastern European,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they kind of specialize there. And she went, and they ate, and she said, "I cannot wait to go back." She said, and it's a Blue Zones restaurant, and through BCHD, they got a discount on it.
Okay.
On their meal. Yeah, it's all connected.
Wow.
And her husband also belong to Silver Sneakers.
Oh, good. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So they belong there. They have their, they get, I think, 10% off on Blue Zones restaurants, you know, because BCHD is doing the whole Blue Zones project.
Right.
So it's all integrated.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You want some more music?
Fantastic. Which are you hankering for? What do you have a hankering for, Lexi?
More bagpipes.
More bagpipes? It is.
Yeah.
Call in, give us a call at 714-242-5288 for this special St. Patrick's Day Parade, St. Patrick's Day edition of the South Bay Show. Please give us a call. And it's a parade.
Okay, we've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so we got to get back to our weekend guide here.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so the El Segundo Museum of Art is offering four different fun, free programs this weekend. Free, all right? On Friday, March 18th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., seniors are invited to attend the Senior Drawing Club, Just Draw. This informal drawing club will start with warm-up drawing exercises and then take inspiration from the featured artworks. No artistic experience is required. And for more information and the full schedule, you can visit the website. Just go to the ESMOA website, www.esmoa.org. The full link for each of these classes is on my website, all right?
And on Friday, March 18th as well, from 3:30 to 5 p.m., kids 8 years and older are invited to the Kids Engineering Club Tinkertopia. Kids are invited to drop in after school club with a favorite
adult companion.
Sorry,
that club shouldn't be there. The kids can come in after school. It starts at 3:30.
Yes.
They should come in after school, but you have to have an adult companion. And if there are any siblings, the siblings can come too.
Excellent. They will explore tinker, engineer, play with reusable, recycled materials. For additional information and the full schedule, visit esmoa.org/program, and you'll look for Kids Engineering Arts club Tinkertopia.
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 They're going to tinker.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, again, Friday, March 18th, after school, 3:30 to 5.
Right.
On Saturday, March 19th, from 7 to 10 p.m., everyone is welcome for movie night. They're going to watch Goodbye, Lenin. There's going to be a special introduction by plan curator Dr. Joe Siegel of the Wynn Museum. Goodbye, Lenin was directed by Wolfgang Becker in 2003. In 1990, to protect his fragile mother from shock after a coma, a young man must keep her from learning that her beloved East Germany, as she knew it, has disappeared. All right, that's the theme of the movie. So join the SMOA team for this hilarious film. Enjoy free popcorn and a discussion with the curator. And, again, all that information is on my website. And it's free.
Yeah,
from 7 to 10, free admission, free popcorn, and free fabulous art.
And then on Sunday, March 20th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the community is invited for Family Day Home Sweet Home featuring guest artist Dawn Rogel. Meet up with friends or bring your family for a day of fun exploring Experience 21 Plan. Architects plan homes, but we make them our own. Come build, stitch, and stuff a home of your own with guest artist Dawn Rogel. Art materials and art making materials for all ages and ability levels will be provided. Now, this is another event, one of the four events that we've talked about at SMOA, the El Segundo Museum of Art, which is just an amazing place. Admission is always free. And, of course, for more information, you can always go to esmoa.org, esmoa.org. And the El Segundo Museum of Art is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo.
Yep. Again, admission is always free. I popped in there last weekend, by the way.
Did it cost anything?
No. It was free.
Okay.
My cousin was in town visiting, and we drove up to El Segundo and spent a good chunk of the day there. They were in from New York, and they like beer.
Yeah,
I took them to a beer event at Absolution Brewing the night before, and I said, well, let's do this. So we went up to El Segundo, and it was a beautiful day, so we walked around a bit, and I showed them the old music hall and SMOA. We went into Studio Antiques and went through that. Are you familiar with that store?
No, not really.
Oh, it's great. If you're a picker, you'd love this store. So we were in there for a while, and we stopped in Rockin' Brews for beer, and then we went over to El Segundo Brewing Company and checked out their new tap room.
Wow.
Have you been there yet?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you have to get to El Segundo.
Why? Why haven't I been there?
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't been there, but they have they used to have this little tiny tap room. It was this little square room with maybe, I think, two stools with a plywood board, and now they've got this huge room, and there's seating, and there's a long counter, and it's really great. So, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on at the El Segundo Museum of Art this weekend.
Yes, there is.
For all ages, from little children's to the silver sneakers.
That's right. Silver sneakers rule. Of course, we've talked about this place before, but there's something going on this weekend on Saturday that's really, really, really special. The Western Museum of Flight presents the Celebrity Lecture, An Odyssey of Innovation with Jill Rutan Hoffman, on Saturday, March 19th. At 11 a.m. Now that name, Rutan, is very well respected in the aviation and industry. Author, educator, aviator Jill Rutan Hoffman, a member of one of today's most illustrious aerospace families, has seen and participated in an enviable array of technological triumphs in aeronautical and space technology, using the tools and experiences gained while growing up with her celebrated aviator father and engineer uncle. She has carved her own personal niche in the world of aerospace. Having published two books on the subject, she has also worked continuously and tirelessly to promote aerospace technology and to inspire audiences, particularly American youth, to pursue their activities in the aerospace field, to persist in their academic studies necessary to do so. It is guaranteed to be informative, educational, and inspirational. The cost is $5 for non-members. Children and parking are free. Additional information can be found at WMOF.com. I love that. The Western Museum of Flight, WMOF.com. They got it.
Yep.
That's fantastic. The Western Museum of Flight is located at 3315 Airport Drive in Torrance. Now, what's funny about that is the Hermosa Beach Education Foundation.
Uh-huh.
For the longest time, we did not have HBEF.com. We had HBEF.org, but we couldn't get .com because the Himalayan Buddhist educational
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. For like 10 years, we wanted HBEF.com, but it was the Himalayan Buddhist Education Foundation or something like that had it. And finally, they decided to give it up. For some reason, I know that there's still Himalayan Buddhists around, but we finally got the domain, HBEF. So I'm so thrilled that the Western Museum of Flight got WMOF.com.
Yeah. Now, I've been over there. It's a great amenity, another great educational location. They're over at Torrance Airport. They're in a couple of those big hangars.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of great displays. And this is a big event. I believe it's next month in April. Yeah, April. Mm-hmm. Later in like the third week in April, something like that. The Wings of Freedom Tour is mm-hmm. coming back to Torrance Airport.
Right.
That's the Collings Foundation. They bring in, I think, four fully restored operational, three of them are bombers,
mm-hmm.
B-25, B-24, B-17, and a P-51 Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's a bomber. But
no,
they fly them in.
Yeah.
That's a fighter. They fly them in, and you can tour them. There'll be all sorts of people on hand to answer all your questions. You can get on the planes and stuff, but you can also buy a ride
yeah.
on one of these great planes. And it's all for the Collings Foundation. It's a nonprofit. It benefits all the great work they're doing. This Wings of Freedom tour goes around the country throughout the year.
Right.
And they stop at different airports all over the country. And I did it once. It's amazing. I took a flight on one of those bombers. This was had to be 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us out over the ocean, like towards Catalina, and then we turn around and we come back. I don't know what the flights are now, mm-hmm. but if you've never done it, you should totally make a point to go.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, that's next month, and they're looking for volunteers.
Yeah,
to help out. It's like a 5 or 6 day event. So anybody that, has an interest in this stuff, volunteer. Again, all the information's on my website. It's exciting. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I know I told you this story once before.
Mm.
When we first heard about this, it was an ad in the paper, and I showed it to my husband. I said, I would love to do this. He said, okay, let's buy a ride. We'll get two tickets. So I immediately, I think I went online or I called them and I got a reservation for a ride for my husband and I. And we did that months in advance.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, it turns out my mom was coming out to visit for Mother's Day, which was that same weekend that we got the plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to look at my calendar and I said to my husband, I said, oh my goodness. I said, my mom's coming in this weekend. It's Mother's Day. I said, would you mind if I took my mom on the plane ride?
Yeah.
Today's Mother's Day. He said, no, no problem, go right ahead, which was so nice of him. And so my mom and I went, and we went over there, and we toured all the planes and stuff, and then when our time came, our reserve time, we went on the ride. And she was telling, I don't think I knew this at the time, but she was talking to an elderly aviator, I think one of the guys that actually flew these planes
mm-hmm.
in World War II. And she told him that all of her brothers, her four brothers, were all on bombers during World War II.
Mm.
they were all on bombers. One of them was, a tail gunner. One of them, I think they were all gunners. I think the belly gunner, tail gunner, nose gunner. And so she was so excited that she got to fly in one of these planes, the same type of plane that her brothers did during World War II. That was pretty cool.
And then
when she went home, she bragged to no end about it. All of my uncles were very jealous that she got to take that job, that flight.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, that was cool. So
and
anyway,
you did not know that your uncles were bomber gunners.
No, I knew that all four of her brothers were in World War II because she told me that they had four stars in the window.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they were gunners, and I also didn't know, talking to this gentleman that we spoke with, that the survival rate for belly gunners was very, very, very low.
Hmm.
Very low. But my uncles all came out of it.
Yeah. Very cool.
More Irish music. Let's give out that number one more time, and we'll play a little more Irish music, and then we got to get through this. There's a lot more going on.
All right. Well, 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. We'd love to have you call in and share your special event or special pricing for St. Patrick's Day in the South Bay. Give us a call.
I'm doing a jig. You know, Joe, that I always talk about my Italian heritage. Well, I'm also Irish.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, on both sides. My paternal grandmother was a mechanic.
Oh, wow. You never told me that.
Yep.
And you have all the best of the Manhattan experience, both Irish and Italian.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Do you have any really, really Irish relatives that focus on that side of the family?
Yes. McCluskey's.
Yeah.
We went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade every year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We marched in it. Our school marched in it.
Yeah.
And we knew everybody. You know, you could be on the sidelines with millions of people, and as the parade goes by, meet people you know and wave.
Hey, you know, I think I'm just going to go through the next one with the music playing.
All right.
Support our local Girl Scouts at the annual Tasting Bee on Saturday, March 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at MiraCosta High School. There will be 32 booths representing 32 countries. Each booth will sell three or four different dishes representative of that nation's cuisine. Well, this is a great idea.
All right, you got to turn the music off, though. I don't know if people can hear you.
Hold on. I think probably can hear. I can turn it down, but this is really a great idea. 32 booths representing 32 countries, each booth selling three or four different dishes representative of that nation's cuisine. It's called the Tasting Bee on Saturday, March 19th from 11 to 1 at MiraCosta High School, supporting our local Girl Scouts. There will be over 100 dishes to choose from, and the tastings are generously proportioned. Oh, in addition, the girls decorate their booths and dress in cultural costumes. Admission is free, and tickets are 50 cents each. Attendees may park in any of the three lots for free. Stop by, have some lunch, and support a great cause. MiraCosta High School is located at 1401 Artesia Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. The event will take place in Mustang Hall. I don't think there's a better value in town on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 to 1, 50 cents a ticket?
A ticket. I think dishes are two tickets. I think it's like a buck per dish.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And you can graze. You can jump from Ireland to Italy to Poland, Germany, France.
32.
Scandinavia?
32 countries.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty fun. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so anybody that's looked at my website the last couple of weeks, I've done an Easter roundup.
Right.
The event started last weekend. So it's a whole thing now. And South Bay Galleria is kicking off its spring season with the fun-filled Easter extravaganza on Saturday, March 19th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the food court on Level 3. It's an opportunity for kids of all ages to create their very own colorful Easter craft and visit with the Easter Bunny. The kids will be able to dance and sing along with the popular musical group, the Beat Buds. Parents can sign up their kids to become members of the Kids Club to receive information about monthly entertainment, special discounts, and more on the South Bay Galleria website. For additional information, visit the website at southbaygalleria.com, and we all know where that's located, over at 1815 Hawthorne Boulevard in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But check the website, because there's a ton of other Easter things going on.
Of course, fitness gurus Karina and Katrina will be hosting a free Tone It Up workshop at the Point Plaza on Saturday, March 19th at 9 a.m. in the morning. The Southern California Dynamic Duo will offer tips and tricks on how to attain and maintain your ideal physique. The event will be followed by a meet and greet. Registration for the event will begin at 8:30 a.m. at the Point Plaza. For more information, visit the Facebook page, and all that information is on Jackie's website, southbaybyjackie.com. The Point is located at 850 South Sepulveda Boulevard in El Segundo. It's called The Point.
The Point. And that's Karina and Katrina, our Tone It Up girls.
Yes.
Our local Tone It Up girls, and it's free.
Free.
Free. We love free. And speaking of free, the Redondo Beach Pier Association hosts free yoga on the pier every third Saturday of each month through May 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. So that's this Saturday, free yoga on the pier. Everyone is welcome to attend and take part in this all-level yoga class. It's at the Octagon below Kincaid's. You know,
yes.
They used to be that building there. It's now a big open space. They're doing concerts there. They're doing movies there. They're doing all sorts of things there. Participants should bring a yoga mat, towel, and bottled water.
It's one of our favorite places to go in the summer for the summer concerts.
I go there all year.
Yeah.
I go there all year. I was down there last weekend. I was down at the Slip last weekend.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I meant to the Octagon itself, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They haven't started the music yet, though. But
no.
Soon.
Well, actually, there was music there last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, they had music. I'm trying to think, what day did John and I... We went down for the Kite Festival.
Right.
Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, and they had a live band on the pier. There's always something going on at the pier.
Right.
Yes, yes.
The Torrance Craftsman's Guild presents the 17th annual Spring Arts and Crafts Fair on Saturday, March 19th from 10 to 4 at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center. Over 40 years ago, a group of artisans came together through their joy and enthusiasm for the creation of handmade crafts. They formed the Torrance Craftsman's Guild. That's great. That's a great story. We have not had them on the show, have we?
I don't.
The Torrance Craftsman's
Guild. I can't remember every show in 5 years.
No? Okay.
Yeah,
well, I want them on the show as a nonprofit organization chartered by the City of Torrance and sponsored by the Department of Parks and Recreation. The Spring Arts and Crafts Fair features an array of handmade crafts, everything from candles and quilts to sculpture, clothing, and jewelry. Attendees can look forward to a door prize, an opportunity drawing, music by DJ Ozzy, and food and beverages available for purchase. This event raises the funds needed to support scholarships to high school senior students within the Torrance Unified School District. For additional information, visit the website at torrancecraftsmansguild.org. The link is on Jackie's website, but it's a great name, a great URL, torrancecraftsmansguild.org.
.org.
The Torrance Cultural Arts Center is located at the corner of Torrance Boulevard and Madrona Avenue in Torrance.
Yep. So yeah, we got to get through. Nobody's calling.
No.
I know that most people the vast majority of listeners listen in podcast.
Yeah.
But that makes for less phone calls on live radio.
I want some calls.
Nobody's going to call in and tell us a dirty Irish joke.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway, the community is invited to a weekend garden party to celebrate the grand reopening of the South Park Community Garden on March 20th and March 21st. The event will feature food, art, music, chocolate, and fun. Attendees can participate in the community mural project on Saturday from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and you can paint your town. Sunday will feature live music by local bands from 11 in the morning until 6 p.m. with Allie Quinn, Kira Ling, Mandy Dahl, and more. Pack a picnic, spread a blanket, and enjoy a relaxing Sunday afternoon in the park. For more information, visit the website at communitygarden@hermosabeach.org. South Park is located at 425 Valley Drive in Hermosa Beach. Your old stomping ground.
Yes, indeed. Here's an Irish joke. I've got my own recipe for Irish stew. Get some meat, some potatoes, and a lot of Guinness stout. Drink all the beer. Forget about the stew.
Okay. I have an old Irish joke.
What?
This is an old one. This is an old New York one.
Yeah.
What happened to all the snakes that St. Patrick drove out of Ireland?
I don't know. What happened?
They all went to New York and became politicians.
Okay, how about this? A very smart lady named Cookie said, "I'd like to mix gambling with Nookie. Before every race, I go home to my place and curl up with a very good bookie."
Okay, that's good. I like that. All right, you want to give us the next event?
All right. We're talking about the Foundation of Local Arts, FOLA, presents the annual fundraiser on Saturday, March 20th at Lido de Manhattan Beach. FOLA is a nonprofit that was born in the city of Manhattan Beach. It showcases local arts and raises funds to sustain and enhance arts education in the local schools for band music, choir, journalism, fine arts, and film at MiraCosta and MBMS. The event will showcase celebrated FOLA artists Brad Jacobson, Patricia Messia, Ken Ryder, Marlene Sanye Yamada, Jeff Wilson, and Margaret Yuko Tan. The event features complimentary appetizers, a no-host bar, silent auction, and door drawings. 20% of artwork sales will benefit arts education. Advance tickets are $30 or $35 at the door. Tickets may be purchased online at foundationoflocalarts.net or at Look Optometry, located at 451 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. That's right in the El Segundo Plaza, or I'm sorry, in the Metlex Plaza Optometry. It's right there on the corner. Lido de Manhattan Beach is located at 1550 Rosecrans Avenue in Manhattan Beach. That's
another great event to promote our local arts. Yeah, absolutely.
Yay, FOLA.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, art season is kind of about to start. You know, all of these different events the local art groups put on. All right, here's a new one for you, Joe.
Okay.
Healthy Spot, an all-in-one dog and cat care retail company, is hosting a free outdoor doga class on Sunday, March 20th, from 10 to 11:15 a.m. in Manhattan Beach. Hosted by yoga teacher and certified animal massage therapist Amy Hyatt, the dog-friendly yoga class will take place at Bruce's Beach Park. The class is designed to help reduce stress in both humans and dogs. The event will also introduce the South Bay community to Healthy Spot ahead of the store's opening in Manhattan Beach later this spring. Mm. The class will meet at the lower west end of the park. There's only metered parking, so bring plenty of quarters. For additional information and registration, visit the Eventbrite page. Again, that's on my website. Bruce's Beach Park is located on Highland Avenue between 26th and 27th Streets in Manhattan Beach. So, a doga class.
You know, I'm thrilled, and my daughter has a dog that could probably attend.
Stressed out pup, huh?
She's... Giselle is her name, and she's just very high-strung. Let's just say she's very high-strung. She's always concerned about something. But I think this is another example of, boy, we're just having right now, Jackie, an explosion of really cool small businesses in the South Bay. I saw there's another pet retail establishment in Hermosa Beach, right at 5th and PCH. It's the old, there was an exercise place called the Pole. What is that? Heart and Pole.
Heart and Pole, yeah.
I love that name. Heart and Pole. Well, now it's a pet store of a kind. And,
yeah. Well, you know why all this entrepreneurial stuff is going on is because people can't get jobs, so they got to make their own.
Or they want to quit their job and work in the South Bay.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
never have to leave.
Yeah.
I know. I do.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, I never leave because I work in El Segundo. that train sailed a long time, or that boat sailed a long time ago. I never leave.
Yeah.
Never, ever. So what's next? It's the South Bay Women's Conference hosting the monthly Let's Connect Mixer. This is going to be a great event at King Shabu Shabu on Tuesday, March 22nd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This fundraising event is a great opportunity to meet local business owners and entrepreneurs while mixing and mingling with like-minded individuals. And hey, guys, it is the South Bay Women's Conference. So if you want to meet some successful professional women, guess what? Tickets are $5 for members and $15 for non-members. For additional information, visit the Facebook event page. And that's on Jackie's website. You'll find it. King Shabu Shabu is located at 903 North Catalina Avenue in Redondo. And you know what, Jackie? It just occurred to me that the South Bay Women's Conference really could be a great place to meet someone if you happen to want to meet someone.
Well, it is not a dating thing. So
no,
let's make that
not.
Very clear. Yeah,
no, these are all this very professional. It's about networking.
Yes, yes.
Mixing, mingling yeah. with like-minded individuals.
I went last month. They had it at Joe's Crab Shack last month. I went down to that. These are all incredibly impressive women.
Okay.
I mean, really, really impressive women, and they've got a lot going on, and it's always good to get out there and meet these people. You know,
very
these good. Are the people.
When you say impressive women, that's exciting to me.
Yeah, yeah, very impressive. And King Shabu Shabu is located in that newish development down on Catalina where my car wash is and my new favorite little cafe, Roman Aroma. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen my posts on that. I bring my car to get washed. They do a fabulous job, Green Street Car Wash. And they do an incredible job, and they have this fabulous outdoor patio. And it's a thing for me now. It's a thing for me now. Once a week, mm-hmm. when I have time, I did it Monday morning. I had some time. I either take my magazines or I grab a book. I drive over. I drop my car off at the car wash. I go upstairs to the patio. I go into Roman Aroma Cafe. I get tea and a croissant or something, and I sit there and I read and I take my time. You know, I mean, then they come out and they say your car is ready. I'll sit there for another hour.
Yeah.
You know, they have an outdoor seating, so when it's nice, you can sit outside. If it's not so nice, you can sit inside. And I got to tell you something funny. You know, it rained Sunday, right, this past Sunday.
Right.
And Monday, it was still a little weird, cloudy, dark clouds, like we weren't sure if we were going to get another sprinkle. And so I was like, my car was filthy, so I decided I had to go. Mm. So Monday morning, I went over there. And I just as I get all settled, you know, with my book and my tea, they came out, your car is ready. There was nobody there getting their car washed.
Mm.
So I didn't have time to sit and relax. Normally there's a line, you know, and it could take
right.
a while.
Right.
So you have some time to, you know, sit back and, you know, relax. And I didn't because nobody else was getting their car washed. I was the only forward person, thinking person.
Right.
Anyway, so, okay, one last thing we got to talk about here. The Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce presents The Mixer at the Redondo Beach Hotel on Wednesday, March 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. You know what they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This opportunity is designed to expand your business and social network, so bring a smile and plenty of business cards. Tickets are $5 for chamber members and $20 for non-members. For additional information and to register, visit the website at redondochamber.org. All right, and that's going to be at the Redondo Beach Hotel, you know, the hotel they just finished redoing last summer, right down there on Harbor Drive across from Crown Plaza.
Right.
The Redondo Beach Hotel is located at 400 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach.
What was the name of that hotel before? It was like the Western something.
I think it was a Best Western.
Best Western or something.
Yeah.
It is really beautiful.
Yeah, they did a good job on it.
New owners. We should have their owners on because
it's owned by Pacifica.
Pacifica.
Pacifica also owns the Hermosa Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, they own several boutique hotels.
Wow.
Up and down the coast. And we already mentioned that former professional basketball player Sam Williams will be on the show tomorrow.
Right.
As our guest to talk about his new business that he's opening here in the South Bay. And we didn't get any callers. We didn't get anybody calling in. I know, that's so sad. Such a sad state of affairs. Okay, should we go out with some more Irish music? Oh, wait, one last thing.
Yeah.
One last thing. Next Thursday on the show here at 8 a.m., the show, this Thursday, Spotlight, we are going to have some special guests on to talk about From Classic to Rock.
Right.
It's a charity a concert that's going to take place on the 26th in Palos Verdes at the Norris Theater. A lot of big names.
Right.
Stone Temple Pilots, somebody from Linkin Park.
Chester Bennington,
Gary Wright,
right?
Lauren Mayhew, she's going to be on the show Thursday, one of our guests, and Stan Sharp, another world class musician, I believe he's a cellist. They're going to be our guests on the show Thursday. We may have some additional people calling in, a surprise guest or something. Right. So that's going to be a big show next Thursday. So be sure to tune in.
Sponsored by BMW, the ultimate driving machine, and really looking forward to that show. And, of course, the URL to find out more about the show itself, it's just fromclassictorock.com.
Yeah, they're gonna have classical musicians and rock stars.
Right.
And they're all going to be playing at this concert. So,
right.
And tickets, I believe tickets are still available. So that's next Saturday, the 26th. So if you want a good night in the town, you don't have to go far. You don't have to drive up downtown. You don't have to drive to the west side right here on the hill.
And, of course, it's a benefit for the to support the Palos Verdes Peninsula Public Schools.
Public schools, that's right.
Right.
Keep your dollars local. So
charity concert and party. There's actually an after party where you get to meet some of the musicians. So that's what is really special. You get your own private cabana at the epic after party. It can be really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a big show. So
all
now,
right.
Shall we go out with some Irish music?
Yes, bagpipes.
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 Or jig.
Here. You know what? The jigs really say Irish.
Okay. Okay.
We want everyone to have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day. Uber, Lyft, taxi, yellow cab, designated driver. There's no excuse. No excuse, right, Jack?
That's right, Kel.
And of course, that's our show for today. We'll have a great show tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. What's his name again, Jack?
Sam Williams.
We'll see you tomorrow, 8 a.m. And of course, thank you, Jack.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Happy to have you today. Thank you.